Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Robert W. Bly is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 11 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate that with him. He's the author of something under 100 books, closer to 100 than you might think, and which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including The Complete Idiot's Guide to Direct Marketing, and this one that I think is maybe his new one, Start Your Own Home Business After 50. He's our good friend, Bob Bly. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, Bob, you've been talking a lot lately, and actually did a video on this that, folks, I encourage you to check out, on what you call the iceberg theory of marketing on the internet. Talk to us about that.
I got called by a reporter at a major marketing magazine to interview me, and this has happened a lot. So he starts asking me questions. His first question is, what's your Foursquare strategy? I said, that's easy. I don't have one because I've never seen Foursquare. He goes, okay. He goes, what are you doing in mobile? I said, that's easier. Nothing. Now he's not happy. He said, well, tell me about your Instagram.
Now he's starting to think, why am I talking to you, right?
Exactly. Believe me, that's what he thought. He says, well, okay, tell me what you're doing on Instagram. I said, same thing as I'm doing on Foursquare. Nothing. He goes, Bob, how could you not do any of these things? Because it went on and on. Tumblr, Zip, Google+, Zip, infographics, Zip. He says, how could you not do any of these things and be successful? I said, you don't understand. If I did all these things, I would be broke.
Right.
Because all I would be doing is things I'm not getting paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I developed the video, The Iceberg Theory of Internet Marketing, which you can watch free on YouTube. It's only 2 minutes. It's on my YouTube channel, which
It's a cool video, folks. I'm not even sure your face is on the video.
Oh, I'm not. No.
It's pretty cool.
I use sketch videos.
You stick
it's not man. My voice. It's not my face.
Anyway, go ahead.
So the iceberg theory says there are internet marketing, and all marketing is basically digital today, so that's really become a synonym with marketing practically.
Right.
Not that there isn't offline marketing. I still do plenty of it, but, you know, the bulk of it is it's mostly digital. And marketing is like an iceberg. There's a gazillion things. There's a lot to it. But you remember in an iceberg, it was only that little bit right below the surface, the tip hidden right beneath the surface that sunk the Titanic. You only need to do four, five channels or strategies of any marketing mm-hmm. to be wildly successful, and you can forget the other 70,000.
And you probably need to start with two and don't go to the third one until you kind of got those organized, right?
That's great advice. I should have put that in the video. You should probably start with two. When you got those working, go to three, and you probably don't have to go beyond that.
But what
Maybe
if
you
what,
go to five?
So okay, but what if you start with two, and how do you know whether those two are being successful?
Well, you only do things that are in some way have a measurable metric. Lord Kelvin, are you familiar with Kelvin temperature scale?
Yes.
So Lord Kelvin, who invented the Kelvin temperature scale, in which absolute zero is zero, said,
right.
"When you can measure something in numbers, then you know something about it. Conversely, then, if you can't measure it, if there's no measurable metric to marketing, you shouldn't do that marketing."
Of course, online marketing, let me back up. We have to differentiate between online marketing and social media marketing, don't we?
Here's the thing.
Because social media marketing has to be much more subtle than online marketing, like buying ads.
Well, not the way I do it. I mean, I do, for example, on Facebook, a strategy with boosted posts, and we measure it to the penny.
Mm-hmm.
what most people do on Facebook is they randomly babble on it.
But are you buying ads or are you joining communities?
No, boosted posts. You pay to make sure your post is seen by everyone.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes, I also buy ads. The two things I do on Facebook are boosted posts and ads. And you could argue, Facebook ads. And I actually will say the same thing. Yes, you could say that's not really social media. It's online advertising. But I'm saying on Facebook, that's what I do. The other stuff that can't be measured, I don't do it.
I wrote
a book years ago, in the Dummies series, Public Relations for Dummies, with a PR guy from New York City, Eric mm-hmm. Abermount, and we had a whole chapter on how you measure PR, because everyone said, you can't really measure it. And, yes, you can. And if you do it right, you can. And we
can measure it, but it has a different ROI. Pure community building social media has a different ROI expectation from some of the more aggressive online marketing, does it not?
Yes, but I always tell people do something where whatever that ROI is, soft or hard or
right.
in between, you can measure it.
And
if you can't measure it, then you have no idea whether you're wasting half your time and money or all of it or nothing.
Be sure to understand, folks, that Bob and I are not arguing. We're not disagreeing at all.
We're discussing.
All we're talking about is differentiating between what to expect from one online marketing strategy and what to expect from another online marketing strategy.
I've listened to this guy's radio show for years and read his books, and I agree with everything he says.
For example, someone asked me invited me to join them on LinkedIn recently,
mm-hmm.
and I did. And the first thing I got back immediately from him was a pitch to buy his stuff. That was uncool.
Now you're going into a separate area. Where I did a whole post on this recently on LinkedIn. I started a discussion on one of the groups saying how uncool it is, because there's someone on the group who every time she makes a post, doesn't even try to resemble a discussion. It's
right.
an advertisement for
right.
her course.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
And I always reply in the comment immediately, please get the hell out of here.
But the thing is, though, Bob, that doesn't mean that you don't try to use LinkedIn. You don't use LinkedIn as part of your strategy, your community building strategy. It just means that if you ask somebody to link to you on LinkedIn, That's a different expectation than if you do a Facebook ad or if you
right.
you buy your more visibility for your Facebook posts.
Although I teach solopreneurs a simple LinkedIn strategy that they can precisely measure the business they get.
You can still measure it, but it's a different chronology.
Yes.
I'm gonna take a quick break, come right back and talk some more about this with Bob Bly, Robert W. Bly, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.